My name is Les Reed, and I'm the project leader of the Leicester Trader project, which is being run by the Friends of Newark Heritage Barge. I've been I've had a passionate interest in the River Trent and its commercial barges since I was a boy, and this is probably my lifetime's ambition to make something for the town of Newark before all the memories are gone, and the memories of people from Newark who worked on the river, built the barges and operated them, and very often had long working lives away from home. Even though they were passing through Newark regularly, they may not have got home, and certainly not as often as anybody working on what we called a shore job. And I've got a little poem here about Leicester Trader, just that I thought summed it up for me. And I thought, our cargo is but memories of ships and boats of old, of voyages and cargoes and yarns that should be told, of men and boys from Newark who spent their daily lives working with the elements but ruled by wind and tides. And really that was because a man probably working at Ransom and Miles would set his alarm clock, go to work, but somebody working on the river, he would have his tide book and work out what time the alarm clock had to go. It might be 4 o'clock and he'd be down, and the boat had be gone from Newark, and nobody would probably know it had even been, but he'd had a bit of a night at home, which he might not get another one for another week. And it was a completely individual way of life, and huge skills and initiative were involved, because you were at the mercy of the elements down in the Tyne River, in the Humber and that, and sometimes things like eerie situations where you're being towed by a tug, but then the fog shuts in and you don't see the tug, all you see is the tow rope disappearing into the distance, and you just hear the swirl of the water and ghostly apparitions of other ships come out of the night or out of the fog, and all sorts of interesting things like that that I've done myself, and that the boatmen still talk about, and hopefully live to tell the tale.